This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Several years ago, there was a song that had this line in it, "I'm not religious, I just love the Lord." That always intrigued me. Before I became a Christian, I thought being religious and loving the Lord were synonymous. And even after I became a Christian, it seemed that they should be. So finally, I decided to check into it, and I was surprised to find that the word religion or religious was used only a few times in the Bible. Most of them had a negative connotation. In the Old Testament, there is this reference found in Amos 5:21, which says, I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. And in Malachi 2:3, we read this, because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will spread on your faces the offal from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. The word festivals here is the same word used for religious feasts. The prophets often used this word to describe the negligence of the people in keeping the feasts commanded by Mosaic law. In that context, religion or a religious festival was not a good thing. Though the actual word religion or religious was seldom used, the meaning is in the context. It is a different matter when we turn to the New Testament, however. Here, the words themselves are used, and the same connotation holds true. Most of them are negative. The definitions give indication of that. For example, one definition for religion is this: religion in its external aspect, religious worship, especially the ceremonial service of religion. An example of this definition in action is Acts 26:5, where it says, "They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee." This seems to indicate that it is the outward aspects of religion that are important, almost a religion based on works. Another way religion is defined is this: self-willed, arbitrary, and unwarranted self-made religion, piety. Paul gives us an example of this meaning in Colossians 2:23, where it says, "Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship," that is the word for religion, "their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence." There is yet another definition for religion, and it is this: fearing the gods, reverence toward deity or fear of God. An example of this usage is found in Acts 25:19, where it says, "Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was alive." This is putting religion in the realm of superstition. It indicates a dread of the gods, usually in a condemnatory or contemptuous sense. There is another example of what it is to be religious but not loving the Lord in James 1:26, where he says, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless." But then James tells us how to be religious and to love the Lord in the very next verse, where he says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." So now the words of the song made more sense. I can see why the writer felt that way. It is not necessarily a good thing to be called religious. While each of those definitions is accompanied by its own word in the Greek, it is a bit trickier in our language. There is only one word for religion in English. We have to rely on tone of voice or expression on the face, or perhaps context or even some other means, to know if we are being called religious in a good sense or a bad sense. As in all cases, however, it doesn't really matter what man says. It is what we are called by God that matters. It is what is in our hearts, and that heart is what God listens to. It basically comes down to this: are our religion and our religious acts just for show, or do we show through them that we love the Lord? That is a question we need answer only to God. But the answer will determine our thoughts, words, and deeds here on earth. It is amazing that the world has been able to take something as basic as religion and make it a point of contention. However, we know that when the time is right, God will restore everything to its rightful place. We know that because the Bible tells us so. There are so many things to be learned from the Bible. That is just one reason we need to just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.